Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2485. 5 kinds of junk foods disguised as health foods by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. So with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 kinds of junk foods disguised as health foods by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. One of the most challenging parts of living a healthy lifestyle is sorting through all the information and misinformation out there. Some say the magic formula for successful weight loss is to exercise regularly and eat healthy foods in a calorie deficit. But what exactly does eat healthy foods mean? It can be confusing with all the mixed messages and misleading food marketing labels. The most important thing to understand is that food marketing labels are sometimes intentionally deceiving. Many foods are marketed as healthy choices when in reality, they are quite the opposite. This isn't intended to be a post about what you should or should not eat. Each person needs to make those choices for themselves, possibly under the direction of their doctor or registered dietitian. This is a post about being aware of what you are eating, so that you can make the best decisions for yourself, your health, your family, based on reality and not on misleading food packaging marketing. 5 kinds of junk foods disguised as health foods. 1. Yogurt. Yogurt is one of the worst offenders of misleading marketing, often advertised as a diet food. Most flavored yogurts are very high in sugar and often have artificial sweeteners and high fructose corn syrup. They can have as much sugar as a cup of ice cream, but people eat them and think they are making a good choice for their body. Try buying plain Greek yogurt, which is higher in protein and lower in sugar than traditional yogurt, and then add fresh fruit or berries for flavor. If it's not as sweet as the yogurt you're used to, it's because it has a lot less sugar. 2. Protein bars. Protein bars are often advertised in health and fitness magazines by models with six-pack abs. Everyone knows protein is important for building and maintaining muscle, right? Right. But a lot of these packaged protein bars are nothing more than glorified candy bars with added protein. Check the ingredients list, sugar content, and calorie content. They are often high in calories, sugar, and are highly processed. I think they're okay in moderation, but generally should not be consumed as a health food. I enjoy some protein bars, but consider them an occasional treat, not a healthy staple. Try to get most of your protein from whole food sources, like lean meats, beans, nuts, and leafy greens. 3. Frozen diet dinners. Frozen diet dinners are often too high in sodium and processed ingredients and too low in nutrients to be considered a healthy food. But with labels like Healthy Choice and Weight Watchers, we can be misled into thinking they are a good choice for our body. 4. Fat-free foods. Let me let you in on a little secret. If the food label boasts claims of fat-free or low-fat, it's often a red flag that the food is not healthy at all. You see, they take out the fat, but then add more sugar and processed ingredients so it still tastes good. Read the nutrition facts label and the ingredients to be sure what you're eating. Our bodies need healthy fats. Reducing intake of healthy fats does not necessarily equate to reduced body fat. You need a healthy balance of protein, carbs, and fat in your diet. And 5, organic, gluten-free, or low-carb packaged foods. Watch out for buzzwords on packaged foods like organic, gluten-free, and low-carb. While natural foods that are organic, gluten-free, and low-carb are obviously just fine, processed foods with these labels are not any healthier than their counterparts. Organic junk foods are not any better for you than regular junk food. A gluten-free cupcake is still a processed, low-nutrient food. Low-carb cookies are still cookies. When it comes to packaged foods, these types of labels are generally marketing labels designed to mislead you. Obviously, if you have celiac disease or a gluten intolerance, a gluten-free label is helpful. But for the rest of the population, it doesn't mean much in terms of the health status of a food. Honorable mentions of junk foods disguised as health foods are processed meats, veggie chips, sports drinks, and cereal. Most of these have either too much added sugar or sodium to be considered healthy. Always look for the most natural alternative. I encourage you to ignore package marketing altogether. Read the nutrition label. Take note of the calories per serving and number of servings in the package. Pay attention to the sugar content per serving, and most importantly, the ingredients list. It's always okay to enjoy an occasional treat. It's actually healthy for us to have a balanced approach to nutrition. No one can eat 100% perfectly all the time. The idea is to learn to decipher between health foods and so-called junk foods so that you don't eat junk food that you think is healthy. Eat healthful foods from nature most of the time, and when you want to enjoy an indulgent treat, do it with your eyes open. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Kinds of Junk Foods Disguised as Health Foods by Leah Genders of LeahGendersFitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Leah recommended ignoring the marketing found on the packaging of foods, and Leah's absolutely right. I'll give you an example of how front-of-label packaging can be misleading. We've probably heard that trans fats should be avoided. This is because these specific types of fats are harmful to the body. In fact, they've been shown to increase our risk for specific diseases like cancer, dementia, and even heart disease. Now, trans fats have been banned in the U.S. because we don't know how much trans fat is too much to get in a day. But some products still have them. In fact, snack foods may still have some trans fat in them. So, let's say you're walking down the grocery store aisle trying to find some nutritious snacks. On the front of the packaging, a particular brand of snack food you see in big, bright letters claims 0 grams of trans fat. But if we were to look a little more carefully, and look at the nutrition facts label, we might learn that the product still has some trans fat in it. How is that possible? In fact, the nutrition facts label may say 0 grams of trans fat per serving, but take a look at the ingredients list. Look for the words partially hydrogenated on the list. If you see those words, partially hydrogenated, guess what? The food still has some trans fat in it. How is that possible? How is it possible that a food can still have trans fat, but the nutrition facts label says 0 grams per serving and the company can market their product as such? It's because nutrition labeling laws in the US allow for companies to say their product has 0 grams of trans fat if it has 0.5 gram of trans fat per serving or less. So yes, ignore front of the label packaging and take a look at the nutrition facts and the ingredients list. After all, today's author Leah said, the ingredients list may be one of the most important pieces of information on a food package. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Have a great rest of your day. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.